Mourners line the streets in Islamabad as ambulances carrying the bodies of eight members of the same family drive past. Friends of Naveed Iqbal are in shock. They say the police officer and his family were well-liked members of the community.
I still can't believe it, even after I heard about this tragic incident. The whole country is grieving along with the family. Naveed Iqbal was a very nice person. This is a calamitous day.
Temperatures fell to minus 8 degrees Celsius overnight on Friday in the mountain town of Murri, around 30 kilometres northeast of Islamabad. Thousands of people had travelled to the resort to see the unusually heavy snow, ignoring extreme weather warnings. Some reportedly died of hypothermia after being trapped in their vehicles overnight. Witnesses say others were crushed by falling trees.
Some tourists died in cars. Trees fell on the cars and caused their deaths. I'm just back from the area. The army is doing rescue work, but the highway police and the army will have to spend another day completing the rescue work. The traffic jams are bad.
The military has been called in to help rescue thousands of people who are still stranded, but bad weather is making their job difficult. Pakistan's interior minister arrived in Murri on Saturday to see the rescue operation for himself. He promised that everyone still stranded would be rescued soon.
All government rest houses have opened on the instructions of the chief minister of Punjab. We are starting a helicopter service as soon as the weather clears, but still the weather is bad. If some people are stranded in forests, we will rescue them.
Prime Minister Imran Khan says he is shocked and upset. He's ordered an inquiry and is promising to introduce new regulations to prevent a tragedy like this happening again. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.